this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Local businesses harmed by the economic impacts of the response to COVID-19 can apply for a new round of funding assistance from the Hamilton County government. This program launched again on Monday, and it allows business owners to apply for up to $10,000 in grants. So let's talk about it now. We're joined by Hamilton County Commission President Denise Driehaus. Commissioner, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Michael.
It's our pleasure to have you on. And this is the second round of this. And I understand, based on what you might have learned through the first process of assisting local businesses, you've made some changes that you think will make it easier.
Yes, we're trying to expand the universe of people that will qualify for these dollars, because the first round, we set aside about $5 million and only used $1.7 million. And so we said to ourselves, I think the criteria may have been a little too strict. And so we are requiring less paperwork. We're allowing businesses that got some federal assistance below $20,000 to be eligible. And we also have said that if you are a business that got shut down or had a 15% less revenue year over year, then you qualify. And that's a little bit less than the 35% that had been required in the first round.
And so when we talk about less paperwork, can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Yeah. So these small businesses, remember, they're very small businesses. And really, our target is businesses under 50 employees. But really, businesses under 10 are the ones that are really struggling and didn't get those federal dollars. And so they don't have accountants. They don't have attorneys. They're running businesses. And so we were requiring quite a bit of paperwork from them. And so we knew that that had become a challenge for some, where some people started to apply and then just dropped off. And we thought, okay, so we called them and said, what was it that made you not finish this application? And some of it was just the amount of paperwork that we required. And so we've altered that and just made it simpler for them.
And so this funding, is this from the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief,
Yes.
Economic Security, the CARES Act?
Yes.
Okay. And so you told us before that when you originally had $5 million available to the county and its businesses, that you, would you say $1.4 million was used?
1.7.
So rough math, that's what, 3.3 million that's left. Is that included in this round, or what had to happen to those funds?
Oh, no, that is what we're using for this round.
Okay, so you've got the 3.3 million left for all of these businesses, and it sounds like up to $10,000. So it seems like that money could really stretch to a lot of businesses.
Oh, yeah. And so the idea is that there are some businesses that are, I mean, you know this, they're really struggling and they continue to struggle. And so we want to make sure that we're doing some, it's really gap funding until we come out of this. And so we're hopeful that the $10,000 would go a long way towards paying rent and utilities, even payroll. So yeah, we're excited to be able to offer the relief. It's the CARES Act funding that allows us to do it. And let me just say that in the first round, we helped about 220 businesses, and so we're really excited about that, but we know we can do more.
And we're talking to Hamilton County Commission President Denise Driehaus about the second round of Hamilton County CARES Small Business Relief Program. It can award up to $10,000 in grants for eligible businesses impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and its associated economic impact. So the application period, Commissioner, opened on Monday, and it runs until September 4th. It's a short window to apply, but the period in which people can calculate expenses has also now been extended.
Right. And so the reason we're doing this in this way is that, you know, at the federal government level with the PPP, it was first come, first serve. And what we learned was, and what we heard from people was, that if you weren't in line quickly, you didn't get that funding. And so again, if you're not well banked, you don't have an accountant and a lawyer on your staff, you then did not get those dollars. And so we're trying to help those businesses, again, very small is kind of the target. And so what we do is have a 2-week window, and then all of the businesses that have applied go into a lottery. And so it is not first come, first serve. And so we say, all right, our targets are the very small businesses. And then we literally draw them out of a hat to make it as fair as possible.
Okay. And with $3.3 million still available and grants being awarded in an amount of $10,000, I would guess that your chances are pretty good if you're eligible and you apply.
I think so. In the first round, everybody that applied got dollars. Everybody that was eligible got dollars, and that was 220 businesses. And with our staff, and so we've got hundreds of businesses applying right now. I hope that most of them are eligible, but yeah, we are hoping to distribute every single penny of the second round. And the second round is over $5 million. So we've added to the pot because we think we're going to have that kind of need. We can all, you know, we're trying to be as flexible as possible with these dollars, but we're trying to put about $5 million into the second round, hoping that businesses with the reduced requirements will apply and be eligible.
And so these are grants. Let's reiterate that. This isn't something that has to be paid back.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so what are you hearing from some of the businesses who came through in the first round and received this money? Have you heard some stories about how it did, in fact, help them?
Oh, yeah. We had a woman in North College Hill that has a dance studio that was able to keep her doors open. And she serves kids in the neighborhood who have experienced some challenges or maybe trauma. And it's like it's almost like a dance therapy studio. And so that when we met her, she came on to one of my briefings and she talked about how she would not have been able to continue to do that work without these dollars. We've got some retail people that literally have storefronts that wouldn't have been able to stay open. And so we know that we're having a significant positive impact. And the first round, too, I think, interestingly, 43% of the businesses that received funding were minority-owned businesses, and 49% of them were owned by women. And so that, too, was a target for businesses that are especially struggling. And so we were very pleased by that. But again, the expansion of the eligibility requirements will broaden that open. But we're still looking at those really small guys that didn't get more than 20 grand from the federal government.
And we're talking to Hamilton County Commission President Denise Driehaus about the second round of Hamilton County CARE Small Business Relief Program. Let's remind everybody that the time frame that expenses are eligible is now March 15 of this year to December 1. So, Commissioner, again, we're looking at some possible expenses that haven't happened yet. So these might be based on that company's forecast. Can you tell us a little bit about how these applications are scrutinized when they're received?
Well, HCDC is helping us do that work. So that's the kind of the arm of government at Hamilton County that deals with businesses all the time. In fact, they're pushing out the information about having folks apply. And so they're helping do that work. We're doing some of it internally. We've set up a task force to deal with CARES Act dollars, but HCDC works in that space every day. And so they are vetting through the applicants and making sure that people are eligible. The thing is, Michael, if we find that we have driven money or allocated dollars to a business that is not eligible because they haven't seen a reduction in funding because of COVID-19, we have to pay that money back to the federal government. And so we're very careful about the vetting process to make sure that people are eligible for the dollars.
Can you just give us a brief update on COVID-19 in Hamilton County? Because I think a lot of businesses, while they may be appreciative, of course, of this type of funding opportunities, they probably want to get back to regular operations. So what are you seeing out there?
Well, what I'm seeing is that businesses are very worried. They're most worried about being asked to shut down again, because while some of them survived that first round of shutdowns, they are worried they wouldn't survive a second. And we've anecdotally heard this from people. And so that's the biggest worry. But you know what we can do, Michael, to make sure those businesses remain open is do individually what we need to do to stop the spread. And so wear the mask, wash your hands, safely distance. We know, you know, the question is not when do the businesses expect to shut down again? It's what we can do to keep them from shutting down again. And so we've been trying to deliver that message at these briefings to say, we can do this as a community and make sure that those businesses don't shut down and can try to stay open and weather the storm here. But that's really on all of us to do our part.
And again, the Hamilton County CARES Small Business Relief Program, the application window opened on Monday. It is open through September 4 at noon. HamiltonCountyOhio.gov/SB is in business relief. HamiltonCountyOhio.gov/SB relief. We've got a link inside the Cincinnati Edition tab at WVXU.org. Hamilton County Commission President Denise Driehaus, thank you for the time you gave us today.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.